Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Young players in pro football are young men. They often act irrational, like most young adults do at some time or another. But when you add the element of emotional passion drawn from the spirit of a football game, it gets real interesting, just like it did once to a young quarterback named Chad Pennington. We have his story and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. Now, I'm going to take a peek back at that portal and look back at myself back in the year 2000. I was a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, even way back then, long before that, actually. But I was caught up in the year 2000 by all the hype of the 2000 NFL draft. My team had a struggling Cordell Stewart and veteran Mike Tomczak as the quarterback positions in the previous season's options at signal caller. But Tomczak was moving on. It just seemed like it was a great year to pick up another young, promising arm in the draft. One name that was being talked about for the Steelers was Marshall's quarterback, Chad Pennington. When the Steelers turned in their card and ESPN posted their number 8 overall selection of Michigan State's Plaxico Burress, my hopes were a bit deflated. Not that Burress wasn't a great specimen as a tall, fast wideout that any team could use, but because I thought the Steelers could have used a fresh quarterback even more. Now, Pennington did go in the first round of that draft too, at number 18 to the New York Jets. Now, he was the only quarterback taken in that first round. And it sort of reminds me of this 2000 draft as the Pittsburgh fan, is also very similar to the 2022 NFL draft when only one college quarterback was taken in round one. And my Steelers ended up making a decision to take a QB this time in Kenny Pickett at number 20. We'll see how that shakes out for him. Now, the Jets, though, had a banner draft that year, setting an NFL record with four, yes, count them, four first-round selections. Besides Pennington at number 18, they received the rights to Sean Ellis and John Abraham, just really revamped that defensive line with those two individuals, as a consecutive 12th and 13th overall choices, and then they picked up tight end Anthony Becht with a 27th overall selection. Quite a haul for the New York front office, mainly due to trading of the rights of wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson. Well, with my heart broken over the Pittsburgh Steelers passing on Pennington, I sort of followed the guy's career from afar just to see what he would do as a quarterback in the NFL. But he did pretty well in 11 years in the league, over 17,000 yards, and had a winning record, and tossed 102 touchdowns. Now, injury seemed to plague Shad, though he was only available for all regular season games only twice in his career, and in four other seasons, he only dressed for three or less games. So injury bug bit him pretty hard. But still to this day, whenever the name Shad Pennington catches my eye, I take a peek and see what the news of the story is. Recently, his name came up in a book that I was reading over titled Tales of the New York Jets Sideline, a collection of the greatest Jets stories ever told by author Mark Canazero. Now, the link I just called out is an Amazon link. It's on pigskindispatch.com, and if you buy that book from there, proceeds go to pigskindispatch.com to help operating costs and such. Well, the tale of Pennington I would like to share with you is from that book, and it takes place in the 2001 season, the young quarterback's second year in the NFL. Shad Pennington watched from the sidelines and learned the NFL ropes from starting quarterback veteran Vinny Testaverde. With Testaverde at the helm, the Jets won 10 games that season. Now, it was nearing the end of the season, and the promising Jets, with their vet signal caller, were on the cusp of the playoff bubble. Two games remained in the regular season, one at home against the 2-12 hapless Buffalo Bills, and a road game against the hungry Oakland Raiders squad under John Gruden at the coach that had playoff aspirations themselves, who were sitting at 10-3 in the standings. New York needed to just win one of those two games to lock up a wild card berth. And a reasonable person would look at this and say, hey, no problem. Just beat the Bills at home in the second to last week of the season and travel out to California in the final week with no pressure on your hands. But let's just say Buffalo had other plans for their divisional chums. The Bills found that any given Sunday, any team can win, and they did. And they knocked off the favored Jets in New York 14-9, odd score. As many have said before, the press in the Big Apple is brutal to sports teams and players. And after this loss to the Bills, one of the local papers posted a headline of, quote, stick a fork in them, unquote. And it's been noted that everyone has a trigger that will set off their competitive fire. And that headline was enough to launch the rockets of ire from within Pennington. And it was probably, hanging up on a bulletin board somewhere to remind him and the rest of the team just to fire them up for that game against the Raiders, even though unless injury struck Vinny Testaverde, Shad would not see a snap on the field. The Jets had a pretty good idea that if they could win the game, they might get to travel to the same venue again in Wild Card Weekend to square off with the Raiders once again. This regular season finale with Oakland was tightly fought. Testaverde led New York on a late drive that was capped off by a John Hall 53-yard boot right between the uprights to give the Jets a 24-22 come-from-behind victory and make it into the playoffs. The youthful and exuberant Pennington, filled with victory and intoxication, exited the shower in the locker room, and as he walked by, he got close to the reporter that had written the previous week's headline that made him disgruntled, and the young QB blared out at full volume, quote, stick a fork in them, stick a fork in them, what do you have to say about that now, unquote. The Jets, alas, would return to Oakland the following week for a rematch, but the Raiders under coach John Gruden corrected some things and won the wild card game 38-24 over the Jets, ending their season. The following week, the same Raiders would get defeated by the New England Patriots in the infamous Tuck Rule game. Now, Pennington would become the starter of the Jets the following year in Week 5. New York got off to a horrid start at 1-3. Testaverde was benched. Herm Edwards put in Chad Pennington, and the rest is history. He was competitive for the rest of his career as he kept his emotions in check and displayed them in his productivity on the playing field. Now, he played for the Jets a few more years after that and then had a couple years in Miami as their quarterback. But again, injuries sort of took their toll on poor Chad Pennington and his career. Been interesting to see what he could have done. Been really interesting to see what he could have done in Pittsburgh, my feeling. Well, hope you enjoyed this little bit of history, these little bit of stories that unveil some of what goes on behind the scenes and how the players are reacting and that they're people too. Chad Pennington, good guy, I'm sure, but a young guy, hey, we've all had our hot tempers and we let our emotions get the best of you, especially when you have the game of football that's stirring them up. So tune in tomorrow for some more great football history as we do each and every day here on PigskinDispatch.com. And join our friends over on the SportsHistoryNetwork.com for some great podcasts there too, of over 26, 27 different podcasters just bringing you sports history each and every day. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, it's found right here on the Sports History Network.